Welcome to the round table, where wisdom's on display. Highly qualified guests talking issues of the day. With some pontification and opinions in the air, it's a lively conversation that we're all glad to share. Wise callers ring in with questions, thoughts, and more. Their voices filled with passion as they seek to explore the problems that surround us, the solutions we can find. Through the power of dialogue, we'll leave no one but behind. Come join the round table, let your voice be heard. In this world of noise, let's find a wise word. From the airwaves to the streets, let's unite as we talk. We'll share our wisdom and walk the wise walk.
We're back. Jared Moore here, our second hour. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Steve Bannon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. My friend Cindy Smith. Let's see, guys. We got a bunch of callers on hold here. It looks like their next one is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to comment on something Mr. Hodges said earlier. I'm a big supporter. I got a little hobby farm in Wisconsin, and I'm surrounded by big dog farmers, dairy and grain farmers. And there's a show called RFD TV. You see it on the cable networks, but you can actually go to their site, and they have 24-hour information on what's going on. And what this is pushing against is when he was talking about the food situation, they just reported that the exports last year were off by 8%. The farmers in this country are forcing, being forced into the box, not happily, just with the EPA, with their new mandates to force everything that Dave talked about, but all kinds of other things where Obama put in the navigational waterways, which means the stream in your backyard is supposed to be able to hold a ship. So this whole thing is really headed that way. It seems like it's the end times for sure. But people that want to pay attention, the best weather that you're going to see, ag weather, is on that channel. And I just think anybody that's got any time where they can get online or watch it on TV, it's a big source of information about where the government's going with the farmers and all the rest of it. So I just wanted to pass that along, and thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks for the call, Fred. Let's move on to our next caller, unless one of our panel has a follow-up real quick.
Am I on?
Okay, Sherry. Go ahead, Sherry. Okay. Sherry in Kansas, go ahead.
Hello, y'all. Getting back to the depopulation, I heard a clip somebody on RBN played on interviewed Greg Reese did with Todd Callender, and I do believe that he's basing his information on stuff they've got from patents, from people, maybe researchers they've talked to, and from stuff like treaties, because he did mention some kind of depopulation treaty, I believe it was, or agreement or something, dating back to 94, and it was under the auspices of the UN, I believe. And he intimated that is why this stuff happened during the COVID crap, that, they were just the countries were just kind of holding up what they signed from back then. That kind of enters it. But it was very interesting. And he did say that now what they're doing is using EMF to just start illness outbreak, like what they're calling, like the bird flu. But he says they can do that with EMF now. They don't need to, you know, inject some. And I think he actually intimated that, you know, this stuff, you can get this, let's see, it was this spike protein or stuff, you know, you don't have to have had the shot. So, have any of you heard that interview or followed him lately?
I have myself. Cindy or Steve, anyone heard that interview?
I think I heard the Reese interview. I do follow a lot of what Todd Callender puts out, and he's been very busy interviewing, and even with some new podcasters that I haven't seen him speak with before. But yeah, he cites that 1994 international treaty very often, and these national governments all signed on to that treaty, and the name of the treaty escapes me right now. But I'm going to circle back to something that Dave Hodges said last hour, which is it's a multifocal attack on the world's populations. It's economic, it's farming, it's health, it's law enforcement, it's undermining the judiciaries of the nation states. It's a lot of different things. But when you put all of the pieces together, or join the dots, as the Brits say, you begin to understand, you know, what kind of a global war there is taking place against the world citizen. And so, hearing Mr. Callender say the same things that Sherry just expressed.
Absolutely. Steve, you got any follow-up before we go to our next caller? Steve, you still with us? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still here. Actually, somebody had tried to call in and cut me off where I couldn't hear, so it took me a few minutes to jump back on, so I wasn't able to catch the entire conversation there.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and move on to our next caller. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Go ahead. We hear
Hello?
You.
Hello? Yeah, okay. I was kind of wanting to comment about or ask Dave a question, but since he's not there, I'm going to direct it to Cindy. Cindy, I had a question, then I wanted to comment a bit about some things that were caller called in last week about the Russian Orthodox Church. I want to make some comments about that. But my first question is, I was going to ask Dave about this, is it FISA or FICA, this new law that Mike Johnson is just trying to get passed or has passed, where they can spy on us? It seems like that's part of like what Dave was talking
about. It's not new.
About.
It's not new. It's an extension of existing law. Nothing new about it. No.
Can you explain it a little bit?
Well, the purpose is to spy on foreign adversaries, but it was used inappropriately where government officials went to the FISA court and lied to the court to get permission to spy on Americans. What can and should be done is have the necessity of getting a judge to sign off before getting a search warrant, basically, which that was not passed. There's still a chance that it may pass. Cindy, you got any follow-up?
No, that's a very good explanation. And yeah, it's a tool that has been put in the toolkit to fight terrorism, but unfortunately the weapon has been turned inward and American citizens are being swept up in this power.
All right. Charlie, did you get your answer?
Yes, but I wanted to make a comment about the Russian Orthodox Church, too.
Cindy, please,
was
go ahead.
Talking, this happened last week. A guy called in, and I was, you know, I've done some research on this church, and what I can verify is that, yeah, in 1927, they did sign a treaty with the Stalin, but that was that they would be following the Communist Church, but that was only after you got to put this in historical perspective, after hundreds of thousands of the Russian priests were tortured and thrown into the gulags there, okay? And I think it was done to just guarantee that the church would exist, you know, that it would continue to exist, because if you ask the people in the Russian Orthodox Church if they're communists, they'll tell you absolutely not, because they remember what Stalin did. And then later, Nikita Khrushchev, he closed down 12,000 churches in Russia after this. So they're very, very suspect of the Russian Orthodox priests of the Russian government. And they are not, they are absolutely anything but pro-communist. As a matter of fact, that's why they, Stalin had to get rid of them and Nikita Khrushchev shut them up, is because, shut down the churches, is because they were anti-communist. So this idea that this guy was, that the Russian Orthodox Church is pushing the communist agenda is nonsense. They're anything but, they're pro-anti-communist, actually. So I just wanted to get that in there.
Okay, you got it in there.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank
you. Thanks for calling, Charlie. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Laura in Michigan. Morning, Laura.
Hello, panel. Charlie, I'm glad you said that about the Orthodox Church. Zelensky, he's killing priests and nuns as we speak in Ukraine. Also, what I wanted to say was, if the FBI comes to your local sheriff, you got to get a hold of your sheriff. They want him to join the terrorist task force. Do not join that. Your local sheriff might not realize that the terrorist he might be after is his next-door neighbor who stood up at a meeting. So you got to warn your sheriffs. Everybody's got to get to their sheriff's office and warn them. And then I have a question. I have a comment. I heard that Macron of France sent 400 of his soldiers dressed in NATO uniforms onto the border of Russia, and Putin had them all killed, all 400 of them. Anybody heard about that?
I have myself. Cindy, have you heard about this?
Yes, I've heard that Macron has sent troops over to the Ukraine area. I'm not sure which country. I don't know about the numbers. I don't remember what the numbers were. And I do believe that, yes, some of the French troops have been killed.
Okay. Anything else, Laura?
I just want everybody, you need to do this homework. You've got to get to your sheriff. Tell him don't join the terrorist task force. Because the terrorists are who he thinks they are. There is next door neighbor. Okay, thank you, John.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, thank you for the call, Laura. All right, Steve. Any updates on Ukraine? We kind of touched here and there about Ukraine. Do you have any updates on Ukraine for us?
Yeah, I can give a few updates on Ukraine. But I would like, John, real quick, the caller that mentioned about the Russian Orthodox Church. He's got very accurate on that information. What a lot of people are not aware of is that Russia, it was the Jewish elite that went in there that brought in the communism. Stalin and Lenin, all them, they were the ones that did those things there. And the Russian church was, you know, the only church that was allowed under that era there was Roman Catholic. And even that is controlled. But when it come down to the Russian Orthodox, they were basically in hiding. And it was only after the liberation of the Soviet Union that you saw the Russian Orthodox come back out and they began to speak. Going into Ukraine, though, that situation is going to be very soon spiraling out of control. That is, you know, back in 2022, I was told 2024 would be the year that we would end up seeing especially going into the latter part of 2024, that's when we would go into this whole global conflict issue. And that's where we're at right now. That's what we're facing. And the next step, of course, Poland, it's obvious Poland is going to be majorly involved in this next phase of that war because of all the military equipment that we have sent over to Poland to be able to make them the fifth largest military power in the world. And so what is it, though? It really comes down to they're going to be sacrificed. That's really what it comes down to. Even the issue about depopulation, if you look at everything that has happened here in the last decade, it's we don't really see a massive loss of life as of yet. But once the tensions rise and once they get this place to where Russia will strike and use a nuke, or Israel, or whoever does that first nuke, that's when we're going to start to see those things happen. And of course, Germany and Great Britain are two of the main ones that people in intel that I know said will end up being targeted first.
All right. Well, this war in Ukraine is certainly depleting the Western forces of all these things they need to defend themselves, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, you know, John, the thing is even the Ukrainians, I mean, if you're, you know, I've mentioned it before, you know, you had Eduard Hudeau, the former, he's actually converted to Russian Orthodox Christianity, but he was a Chabad rabbi for many decades of his life. He's about close to your age, I think, John. And he said this was coming. He told the people that there was going to be a war. This was the Chabad organization that said they're going to pit the Russians against the Ukrainians. And Menachem Schneerson, in his speech, he actually stated that he said the Slavic people are too, and they have their intelligence that cannot be controlled. And we cannot control them the way we need to. So we need to annihilate them. And we will do it first by pitting the Russians against the Ukrainians. And I mean, my goodness, I mean, when you begin to look at it, it's right on track. And of course, Edward knew Putin's cousin before he ever came into power, and they're flying back from Israel, and he's telling him, he says, you know, my cousin is fixing to come into power in Russia. You're going to see it, Vladimir Putin. He said, really? He said, yeah. He said, yeah. He said, he's there. He said, because we're going to get rid of the oligarchs, basically the liberal Jews that were in power in Russia, and he's going to replace them with the Chabad group. And that's where the Chabad group, that's why you, and this is what's weird, John. If you look at images, right? Pictures are 1,000 words, as they say. I sit there and I look at Zelensky, I look at Putin, and they're both controlled by the Chabad organization, but yet they're warring against each other. That ought to tell you something. You know, same thing with Netanyahu, naturally he is Chabad, but all these different nations at war against each other, but yet their leaders are all on the same side. And so, I mean, everything is controlled. Every move that happens, and it doesn't even matter if it's Iran, China, you know, Turkey. You know, that was another thing my intel source out of the Middle East said to me about Turkey, because I asked him when all this was going on with Gaza, and Turkey's making these big boastful words, Erdogan is, and I said, well, is Turkey going to actually do something, or are they just, what is this all, is this smoke and mirrors? He says, Steve, are you kidding me? He's a politician. He says what they want him to say. He says something to appease the people. He said that man would never do anything to interfere and stop Israel from slaughtering those people over there. He said unless for some reason somebody decides that he has to step in for some whatever reason it might be. Just like in the case with Iran striking Israel, my Iranian source said to me, he said that wasn't the government's idea. He said they were under so much pressure from the generals, they were tired of them, their generals being killed. And he said, they're the ones that put the pressure and said, this has got to stop. But it was kind of a little bit out of lockstep, but at the same time, maybe not. They have one prime minister over there in Iran who is very much in cahoots with the CIA. And when they need them to be able to push to go to war so that they can get this war against Iran to get this Silk Road Initiative moving, then they're going to do it. They're going to change the regime power. And I think that's what's coming.
Well, China fully intends to be the superpower this century. They regard the 21st century as their century. They're active on every continent except the Antarctic. Well, I don't know what they're doing down there, quite frankly. But they've built a highway that begins in China and goes all the way to Africa. They're active in most of the South American countries through loans and bribery to compromise all those countries. It's an amazing thing what's taking place. Here's a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I got a fresh shipment of energy clearance yesterday. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Clear. Pain issues, same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Clear at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We're with Steve Bannon. His website is israelinewslive.org. My friend Cindy Smith. Panel, we got caller and holder from Canada. We got Happy Moose in Canada. Good morning, Happy Moose.
Good morning, Roundtable. Do you hear me well?
We hear you fine. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. So I just wanted to respond further to the comments about the Russian Orthodox Church. Steve, you mentioned the Russian Orthodox Church went underground. Was that the entire church or just a few people?
The thing is it's not like the Russian Orthodox Church was not operating completely during those times of the Soviet Union. But as far as, you know, the different people that have mentioned this here, it was not. Well, let me put it like this here. My wife grew up in this era, or not in the era, but grew up under communism. And she lived it firsthand. And one of the things that she said to me is that she was going to be accepted into med school as a doctor when she was, you know, coming out of high school. In fact, Prague, they had brought her over. They were very impressed because she has a genius IQ and she had a passion for biology, things like that. But then the next thing you know, she gets knocked down from being able to go in, and it was because they were not Roman Catholic. And the head of the university came to her father, who was a military officer at the time, and said that your daughter could get in to med school, but you have to convert to Catholicism because that's the state-accepted religion. And if you don't, she'll never be allowed to go into med school. She'll be allowed to be, she could be a nurse, but we will not allow her to be a doctor. And so a lot of the things that she knew about, you know, from this time and her father, which her grandfather was taken by Stalin because he was Jewish. But this is where a lot of this historical information is, just from what I've learned, even from her family, about what they went through during that time, going back to her grandparents and stuff.
Okay, all right, and I appreciate that. There's a lot of personal anecdotes from the Soviet Union. It's possible to debrief people almost on a daily basis. If you just head out into any large Midwestern American city, you're bound to bump into someone with a Russian accent whom you could converse with and find out a little bit more about their family history. So I really do appreciate your wife, who ended up going to the Czech Republic. Now, the Czech Republic, they're traditionally Catholic, so them wanting someone to be Catholic in order to accept them into university does make sense. Contrary to that, in the Soviet Union, a lot of the interactions that I've had with people from there, they mentioned that they had to proclaim absolute loyalty to communism, to not believing in God, to actually be even accepted to university. And so that was the experience of people in the Soviet Union. So, you know, your mileage may vary, as it said, across different territories of what was the Soviet Union. And I don't know if you've heard of anything like this.
Yeah, well, in my wife's family, there, besides, they actually covered several countries in that area there in their family. Her father was Hungarian. My wife was born in what they call the former Czechoslovakia, where it was Slovakia and the Czech Republic as one nation at that time. And when the division, or when they divided back up again, the only thing that determined what citizenship you were depended on where you lived demographically at the time. Her brother became a Czech citizen. She became a Slovak citizen because of where she lived. They also were Ukrainian, and even though Catholicism, like you said, communism was the thing, because why? The Jewish elite that did it knew that was the best way to control the people was communism.
Do you have any follow-up?
I'll hold through the break.
Okay, hold through the break. We got a break for a second.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I spoke in Dallas, Texas a week ago Saturday about the worst crime in human history. That would be the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. We do updates at my website a couple of times a week on that matter at the COVID panel at thelibertyman.com. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Steve Benuna's website, israelinewslive.org, and my friend Cindy. And Happy Moose, you got a follow-up question or comment here? Happy Moose, you still there? Hello, Happy Moose.
Yeah, I'm here.
You have a follow-up question?
Can you hear me?
Go
absolutely.
Ahead.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hello? Okay. Follow-up. So the Russian Orthodox Church declared loyalty to the USSR and the communist regime on July 29th, 1927. To those people who say that today it's not the case, that this agreement, that this is not taking place today, I want to bring something to the attention of everybody who is listening. So this event was reported last year on the 15th of August. And there were two really important people who were present at the event. And the first person I'm going to mention, his name is the Mufti of the Central Muftiate of Moscow, Anar Hazrat Ramzanov. And the other gentleman who was there was Antony Tatarintsev. So he's a priest of the Russian Orthodox Church. So you had a big Muslim dude and a big Russian Orthodox Church dude at this certain event. What was this event? This event was the unveiling of a new monument to Stalin just last year, last summer. So let's talk about Stalin. Who was Stalin? Was he a communist?
You're asking if Stalin was a communist? Well, he was in charge of the Communist Party.
Okay. All right. So we've established that then. So just last year, the Russian Orthodox Church and the Muslims of Moscow, the guy in charge, were both present at this event.
Let me throw a thought back your way there, and I think what you're getting at, and I can certainly agree with this. When I talk about the Russian Orthodox being underground, stuff like that, every one of these religious organizations, and it doesn't matter whether they're Muslim, whether they're Catholic, whether they're Russian Orthodox, evangelical, etc. All of these are controlled or complicit to government in one way or the other. I mean, this is how they get their tax credit, their tax breaks and stuff, all that kind of good stuff. That is definitely something that I agree with, and in no means when I talk about the Russian Orthodox Church being suppressed, saying that they're not pro-communist or whatever. In general, it's just like in any other church. The people that make up these organizations that are not on the hierarchy of that, a lot of times they have no clue of what's going on. They have no clue of the allegiance, the loyalties, things like that. And so you're right. In what you're seeing there, I can certainly see that. But what a lot of people don't realize is where communism got started, who Stalin really was, who was Lenin really. These are both, and this is not to beat up the Jewish people either, because I am Jewish, you know, as far as my birth side, you know. But nonetheless, these are globalists that come out with their agenda. It's just like Schofield. Who was Schofield that wrote the Schofield Bible? This guy's a Jewish guy. The guy wasn't a Christian or anything, but he was brought in to be able to bring a narrative that would support a Zionist agenda. So all these world church leaders and these heads of these churches, they all are part of that global agenda. And ultimately, it's going to be a communist agenda, because that's how they control you. That's how they control your speech. That's how they silence you. And I think, as Dave said earlier, China, or maybe John said this about China, eventually is going to be that next world superpower. And I've had the Israelis tell me to back off of China, because that's what they said too. They said they will be the new world superpower in the near future. And they want to control us under communism, including in this country.
Okay.
Steve, I agree with you. I agree with you. It is a communist plot. It is global. And anybody that believes that Russia is the answer to the communism, Russia is actually the source of it. And anybody pointing to the Russian Orthodox Church as a reason why Russia is better than anybody else, they're wrong. They're very wrong.
And they're not.
With an event that just happened last year. And it's been published and reported all across Russia. If anybody missed it, you're not watching the Russian media well enough.
Right. And I agree. You're so right. I mean, this is the problem that people see with Putin. They think he's some kind of savior. Putin is not a savior of the world by no means. He is definitely now using the one world order language, and we need a new set of laws for justice and equality. Hello, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out, and that's one reason why they would like to silence us, and they have made more than one attempt. And you know, there are certain subjects they don't want you exposing, and what you're talking about is one of those subjects.
Absolutely. If I may.
We've got enough air time. Have you moved? We need to move on. Thank you. Let's go to Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. Good morning, Mr. Steve Bannon. And good morning, Lisa, if I'm remembering the names correctly. I'm just going to add some comment to Mr. Steve Bannon and also the Canadian caller being correct that Russian Orthodox Church is loyal to communist dispensation. On the other hand, the acid test remains this COVID injection. Even Russia, apart from four other countries, have their own brand of injections, but not a single whistleblower has come disclosing what is in that injection. And the second thing is that Russian Orthodox Church has also recommended citizens to be like model citizens to take that injection. So that also shows their true colors. They are an enigma, however, because there's no pressure to convert to Russian Orthodox Church, and they are self-supporting in the sense of running dairies and farming and making enough cash on their own that they don't have to rely on dying and donations, one and so forth. But the acid test remains that even Russia has its own brand of the injection, but they don't talk about what is in the injection and how it is designed. So that's all I have to say. I think Mr. Steve Bannon can comment more on my idea that it doesn't rely on conversion, it doesn't rely on dying and donations, but it does support everyone to take, every Russian to take that injection. So that's all I have to say. I'll listen to response, if any, off the air. Thank you again for taking my call.
Okay, thank you, Amit. Steve, you got any response to Amit's comments here?
He's actually right. And the thing is actually in one meeting I had on that issue there, it was exactly what was spoken about, was that Russia had developed their own vaccine. Even, you know, as we already know, the vaccine was developed not over some rapid thing, as Trump was saying. This had been developed over decades. And we know that Russia also was developing it over decades as well. They knew this was coming. These secret bio labs that were inside of Ukraine, they are real. And yes, CIA did run those. And yes, the experiments were being done. And that's also where part of these vaccines were being developed. It wasn't, you know, the China narrative and stuff like that, they're playing their part as well. But yeah, the Russians were doing it. And of course, because they're still, even though they're quote unquote claim to be a democracy, it's still under a communist mindset there. And, you know, they're this really, everything is headed that direction. I know my uncle, he was in the FBI. And one of the things he said to me, because he is also a professor of criminology, and he said he watched communism creep into the universities in America totally unchallenged. And he said they're shaping the minds of future generations here already now for decades to embrace communism in the near future.
All right. Cindy, got any follow-up before we go to our next caller?
No, I think Steve's commentary there was really good.
All right. Let's go to John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Good. What's in your mind, sir?
Well, what's on my mind is, you know, I really want to talk about the Russian thing. There's a gentleman who used to work with George Bush back in the day, and of course, we all know we can't trust George anymore, but his name is Scott Bennett. Here recently, he's made not one, not two, but I think three trips over to Russia here. One of them a couple weeks ago, one of them a few months ago, and he's talking to Ukrainian soldiers, Russians, and Russian soldiers, and he's got it all on video. He's documenting all this. He's, like I said, this Scott Bennett is a very amazing man, but this is one litmus test. The United States, you know, has Christianity, Catholic, all kinds of religion, but we've fallen succumbed to the COVID vaccine, which it killed my brother over the weekend. It killed my stepdaughter, and it's about to kill my boss, all with blood clots. I told them not to do it. That's their fault for not listening. But follow Russia. So you think Russia's Christian or anything like that? They got Christianity. Who knows what else they got? But they played the COVID game. So that's a litmus test. They under the same control who controls us. We need to not be old dogs that can't learn new tricks. And also, the United States has been playing communism games with Russia for a long time. Go back and look at Roosevelt giving old Stalin that sword, and he dropped it. I mean, this is a game, and y'all better stay separated from government, because government is the one that's satanic and doing all this destruction and bringing it in. And they put up a front man called the president to blame it on. I appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, John.
I do love you guys.
Appreciate the call. Steve, you got any response for John's comments?
Well, he's right on a lot of these issues here. You know, it's especially when you talk about the leaders being the front men. You know, there's so much truth in all of that. And it's so complex, John, the way they have designed this to bring down the nations, to bring them under subservient to the next agenda that's on the horizon. And part of that agenda, of course, is they've got to have all these global wars. They've got to have the power structure change. And, of course, free nations like America, where you're allowed to own guns, things like that, they just can't have that. It's not going to work in their new agenda. And so they're working on that. And, of course, they have used the churches. It doesn't matter if it's Russia, America. I mean, you got the clergy response team here in America, you know, where the pastors, they've sold out their congregations. They're willing to report on them. And that's because they're 501c to begin with. They got these tax-free exemptions in order to be able to, and if you're going to do that, you're going to be compromised, you know, at least in the end road, unless you're going to make a change like Chuck Baldwin. You know, he woke up to that and he made the change. But yeah, it's definitely an agenda. And unfortunately, this is why we see the blindedness in so many churches in America too, just going along with whatever agenda that they want to do. And then you have these politicians that run around saying, or even like in the State Department's meetings, you know, when they talk about Gaza, they said, we see no evidence of genocide, you know, but yet they're bought and paid for by the Israeli lobby. So of course they're going to say that.
Okay. Cindy, any follow-up before we move on to our next caller?
I just wanted to enter into the conversation the idea of the French radicals and the Marcuse and his coterie of intellectuals who understood that the Marxian version of economic communism was not going to be effective to undermine the United States. And so we saw this long march through the institutions and the corruption of the institutions. And it's not just government. It's also universities and churches. When the COVID shots came out, I was worshiping in a denomination, Christian denomination, that was promoting the vaccines. But there still were a lot of faithful people in the pews that saw through the deception and refused to take the vaccines. So I think there's a global awakening starting, and people are beginning to understand that the faith that they had in some institutions, they need to take a look at that and be very discerning and scrutinizing of what the leaders of these institutions are saying. And it's not just government, it's also the churches.
All right. Well said, Cindy. Our next caller is Murr in Wisconsin. Good morning, Murr.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, the thing is we have to remember is to follow Jesus Christ. You know, personal relationship. Religions are man-made for control. And we have to understand that. We're coming down to crunch time. And, you know, it's can't serve God and mammon, right? Or be a double-minded man. And unfortunately, Charles Obadiah Baldwin is kind of a mammon hound. So you have to look out for everybody, you know. Go by the Ten Commandments, that very first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That includes pastors and doctors, you know. But in a recent call elsewhere on a on a radio show, Khrushchev came up, and someone said, "Was Khrushchev Jewish?" And I said, "I don't know. Was he?" And so I dug into him, and sure enough, his name was Perlmutter. Okay, so like Steve's saying, it's, and like Henry Ford said over 100 years ago, the international Jew, the world's foremost problem. It's not individual Jews, and especially ones that have accepted Christ. That's the whole problem. They rejected Christ and broke their covenant with God. You know, so there's so much to know, but I also have a little libertyman.chatango.com, and not to push it for chat or anything. I just put notes and links in there if anyone's interested. So thank you for taking my call.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. We have our last break. We'll have Steve and Cindy give us their summaries. We'll get back.
It's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets. Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have Steve give his summary and wrap it up with Cindy. Go ahead, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, it's such a chaotic world. And, I do believe that each individual has to take that time. You really need to pray about things that are going on. And, you know, as Cindy said, you know, people are waking up. They are starting to realize what's going on. And just be vigilant, you know, be vigilant about what you do. Stay prepared, stay awake, because a lot of divisions are coming, and we see that. Even as Jesus said, you know, the household is going to be divided against itself.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Cindy, your summary, please.
I think Americans have been lulled into complacency over a long period of time because for a very long time, our institutions were very protective of our civil liberties. And COVID was a wake-up call for a lot of Americans who just kind of assumed that the courts would take care of it and the politicians would take care of it and law enforcement would take care of it and our civil liberties would be protected. Well, that has shown not to be true. And now I think more and more Americans are waking up as the economic problems are mounting. Folks are working 2 and 3 jobs because they can't find a real full-time job with benefits that can take care of their families. And as Americans get more and more uncomfortable and uncertain about their futures, I think they're going to be more willing to take a look at some of the institutions and hopefully come to understand that the authority that is expressed through a lot of these corrupted institutions can no longer be relied upon. And hopefully that drives them to their knees makes them understand that all power and authority comes from God. And we need to be putting our spiritual values first and not take a look at our worldly values so much.
All right. Cindy, how many more Tuesdays we're going to have you for? I know you got some conflicts coming up.
I plan to be available next Tuesday for the entire broadcast, and after that, I'm uncertain.
Okay, that's what I thought. Well, thank you. Well, Cindy and Steve, thank you very much. It was a great roundtable, as always, and we look forward to having both of you back next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I always look forward to the roundtable. It's
you.
A lot of fun. And we have our regular guests lined up for the rest of the week. Bill Federer tomorrow morning. Bill is a brilliant gentleman. I've known Bill since... Oh, he first ran for Congress in 1998, and there were some legal issues I helped him with at the time. It was pretty amazing. And it'll be a lot of fun as we go through the week, visiting with our guests, getting updates, and learning what there is to learn about this old world we live in. Spring is here. If you are a gardener, check out the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner will help your productivity of your fruits and vegetables. It's a great device. I just got a fresh shipment yesterday, and I'll be shipping out my back orders today. So check out the Energy Cleaner. You'll be very glad you did. And keep your head on a swivel. Fast-changing world. Just keep your head on a swivel. That's it for today. Get the medical supply, your Energy Cleaner, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. Large, beautiful state of Missouri, I get to live in. Even larger state of Texas. Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.